You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing conversation with Joshua. I hope you're all safe and getting through this time in joy, acceptance, and ease. This is an amazing time in history, and it's affecting all of us in different ways. But let's think about what this is teaching us. The coronavirus has allowed all of us to think more about what really matters. We're all thinking more about the health of our bodies, the relationships that are important to us, and some of us are thinking more and more about our passions and interests. We may want things to go back to how they were before the coronavirus, but I, for one, am looking forward to what's next. Let's face it, a lot of people were living in fear. They were chasing things that never mattered, like money, success, achievement, and love and appreciation from others. They were seeking more and more control over their lives, and this led to more and more fear. We now have a chance to adopt a new approach to life. In this new approach, we accept our own worthiness. We start to love and accept our bodies, our relationships, and even our conditions. We focus on the only thing that matters, and that's our alignment. In alignment, we receive inspiration that will lead to the lives we truly want to live. And finally, we spend more time involved in our passions and interests. This is the life of the Creator. On May 11th, we'll start a new boot camp. The timing of this couldn't be better. We're all in lockdown mode now, but soon we'll emerge into a new reality. Will you go back to the old life of fear and more control, or will you embrace an approach to life that is infinitely more free and abundant? The boot camp is 8 weeks long, but once you're in the boot camp, you're in for life, and you can take it over and over again each time we start a new one. You'll learn how to process your limiting beliefs. You'll find out how to maintain true alignment, how to express your love and acceptance, how to receive inspiration and take action, and how to actually leverage the law of attraction to bring you the life you truly desire. You will become far more effective in everything you do, and your soul's purpose will be revealed to you. Most of all, you'll gain clarity. You will know when you're experiencing fear and acting on urges to change the conditions. You'll also know when others are doing the same thing, and you'll have all the tools you need to regain your alignment and focus on your priorities. It's an intense process, but you can do it. We gather as a group of like-minded creators all over the world doing this together. There's so much to it, but I can't explain it all here. If you'd like to learn more about Joshua's Unlimited Abundance Bootcamp, just send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com and let me know that you're curious. I look forward to hearing from you. And now let's start the show.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Joshua.
Joshua.
What do you believe? Why do you believe it? How do you know? How do you know what's true for you? And how do you know what's not true for you? How do you know that a belief is based in fear or if a belief is based in love? Well, it's a simple way to look at things. Is the belief empowering or is it limiting? Since there is nothing inherently true other than how you deem it to be true from your perspective, wherever that perspective is, whether that's a limited perspective or a higher perspective, it does not matter. You can modulate, you can modify your beliefs so they become more empowering. And so the truth is, in this reality, in physical reality, and even in the non-physical reality, everything is right. There is no wrong anywhere in the universe. Anything seen as wrong is done so from a perspective based in fear or lack. From the perspective of love and acceptance and perfection, everything is right. Everything is good. Now, you may not need the experience of something happening, but that doesn't mean you need to protect yourself from it. If you just choose to perceive that something is bad and wrong, you will automatically sink down into the lower vibrational stream of consciousness based in fear and lack. And you will try to control your conditions in order to protect yourself from what you perceive is personally bad or wrong. Yet if it came to you, it would have to be for you. And so you are protecting yourself from the experience of something that is actually wanted and beneficial to you. And so what is this action that you would take? The action you would take would be based in fear to avoid something you think is wrong. And in doing so, you will experience and explore more of that which is wrong. On the other hand, if you perceive that something is good, it's based in a beneficial belief. And if you perceive that you would like to experience something for the sheer joy of it, not for any other reason than the pleasure of the experience, then that experience can be drawn to you. Any experience can be drawn to you. Yet you must also understand, if the experience of something you think you want is actually based in what you truly want. Because if it is based in what you think it is want, that desire also is based in fear and lack. And you will try and control your conditions in order to manifest that thing you think you want. And while there is no wrong in any of this, because it is an expansive experience nonetheless, it simply may not be aligned with who you truly are, and it may not be part of your journey. It might be an off-ramp or a side exploration. Now, if you consider, for instance, that you are a limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance, and this is who you exist as in the non-physical. In the non-physical, you are the authentic version of you, free from the limitation induced by fear. Since fear does not exist in the non-physical, how could it exist in the non-physical? There is nothing to fear. You are open, authentic, and transparent in the non-physical. When you come to physical reality, there is the aspect of fear. And so each and every one of you who experience a physical life will experience lack, limitation, and unworthiness. And these ideas are based in limiting beliefs. Beliefs that something could go wrong, something bad might happen. But from the higher perspective, since this is a playground, a platform of self-discovery, you must know that in order to discover who you truly are, you must know who you're truly not. And so who you're truly not is unworthy, is flawed, is imperfect, is fear-based, is experiencing lack. These are all experiences that will help you, guide you towards the authentic version of who you truly are. You may not discover the authentic version of who you truly are until you transition to the non-physical, but you could experience more and more and more of that now in the physical. And when you do, your life experience will turn more joyous, more fun, more love-based, more free, and more abundant. These are the feelings that you came to experience in physical reality. And yet there is something even more in store for you, because as you are moving along life freer and freer from the limitations imposed by fear, you are becoming more and more authentic. And as each and every one of you becomes more authentic by modifying your beliefs every step of the way to determine for yourself if a belief is limiting or beneficial, as you change your set of beliefs to more beneficial and less limiting, you will uncover certain hidden talents and attributes as you pursue your interests and your passions in this life and understand your perfection in each and every moment and the perfection of all the others in your life and the conditions. As you accept the perfection of the moment, the perfection of yourself, and the perfection of everyone else, you learn to live in love, love and acceptance of what is. And in doing so, you'll be guided step by step by step by step by step along a journey of true self-discovery. And when you're on that journey of true self-discovery, you will release the tension, the stress, the anxiety, the regret of the past, and the fear of the future, and you will be living more in the present moment, discovering what is perfect in this moment, using your choice of perception to see that it is all good, it is all fine, it is all working out, it is all wonderful, it is all abundant, there is nothing wrong. In the moment, it's perfect. You're perfect. They're perfect. It's all perfect. When you start to change your perception of reality to realize the perfection that exists in all of it, in the entire system, you ease your resistance and you remove the layers of fear that have plagued you up until this point. As those layers of fear are removed and you're living in the present moment, well, then you'll feel more joy. You'll feel more love. You'll realize more truth. The truth is specific to you. Your truth is right for you and need not be disseminated to anyone else. Your truth comes from within, the truth of the power that is you. And if you can realize that power, you can change your approach to life, the approach of love and acceptance resonating with the perfect, limitless being that you are, and that the system is designed for, will allow you to explore true beauty, depth, passion, interest, and joy in this reality. And that's available to all of you the moment you shift your perspective on what's right and what's wrong. See more right and less wrong, and everything else will unfold magically for you. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
Joshua, I have a, just these past few days, I feel like I've kind of been in a rut, kind of a little even on the depressed side, not like majorly depressed, but, and I know, I think it's just all this, you know, how do you just say screw it to all your financial obligations and just go with the flow? And, you know, I'm struggling with that because I can't just say screw everything and go live under a bridge. So I've been lots of anxiety.
When you were 4 years old, did you have the same anxiety about your present condition?
No.
Did you have control over any of it?
No.
Did you need control over any of it?
No.
And so along the way, you adopted some belief that said you must control the abundance that's flowing to you. Because if you do not control the abundance that's flowing to you by efforting and struggling and working hard to do the tasks involved in bringing in some source of income, well, then you'll encounter some tragedy, something you think is bad or wrong. And so now as you sit where you are now and you're in the middle of this event that's happening worldwide, you perceive that the flow of income, the flow of abundance that you've become used to is now turned off. And that no longer can abundance flow to you.
Right. Because my whole life I've effort and struggled. Like I'm wired.
If you could live in ease and joy and freedom and true abundance, would that be preferable to where you exist right now in stress and worry and hardship?
But how do I get over the
question we have for you. Which one would you prefer to live?
Plant option A.
Option A. Now, option A exists on the other side of your fear. So everything you fear happening, if it happens, it would be for you. If it doesn't happen, it would be for you, you see. If you can go through this time in ease and joy, knowing that if you lost your home, then the life of ease and joy and well-being would be on the other side. You can't actually know how that's going to happen because you haven't gone through that experience yet. You haven't lost everything. But those who have lost everything, who realized that everything they were trying to hold on to was a tiny tidbit, a tiny scrap, and their true abundance and true freedom did not come from that. It came from their knowledge of how the system works, of their knowledge of who they truly are, of their passions and interests, their true passions and true interests. And so Gary was in a situation much like where you stand now, prior to the crash in 2008, where he, from his perspective, lost everything. And time has passed where he's at another vibrational level where he has far more source, far more faith in the source of abundance that's always flowing to him. And so he can look at this time and he would say that this time is quite different to 2008. In 2008, he could not foresee that abundance could come from any other possible source other than the business he was in. And when that business was shutting down and turning off and not flowing, well, then he had to reconcile with the fact that he was going to lose everything. But when he realized it, what did he lose? He lost ownerships of properties, but he never lost a roof over his head. He never lived in anywhere other than a beautiful place. He never had any less freedom. He always had more freedom. He never had any true experiences of lack or limitation. In fact, the opposite was true. As he lost everything, he gained more freedom and more abundance started to flow and flow and flow. And so after he went through that experience, he had a brand new mindset and he had a brand new direction and he had new interests and he started pulling at the thread of those interests. And within a very short time, he had a completely different life that was more joyous, more abundant, more free, more interesting, and certainly more satisfying. Everything that he truly wanted was on the other side of that experience. Now, we're not saying that same experience is for you, but if it was for you, then the benefit would far outweigh any perceived problems. You might say, it is irresponsible not to pay for this bill. It is irresponsible to have bad credit. It's irresponsible to have a judgment. And you can't know the truth unless you've gone through that experience. But by trying to maintain all of these conditions that you think are so important, you're trapping yourself in even more fear, and you're experiencing and exploring lack to a greater degree. This is your exploration. Protection, protection, self-preservation, every step of the way. I have to make sure that everything's taken care of. I have to do an effort and struggle. Otherwise, I'll be perceived as a bad person, and that's simply your judgment of yourself. You are incurring your own limitations. You're arguing for your own limitations. In actuality, none of this matters whatsoever. And when you transition to the non-physical, you will easily see from that higher perspective that all these things that you worried about were never real. It was just an illusion the entire time. So if you can see through the illusion of bad credit or an unpaid bill or even the foreclosure of your house, and realize on the other side of that is everything you truly want, then you can be open and easy in the present moment. And you can say to yourself, there is nothing to fear, because if my greatest fear happens, the outcome will be so much more beneficial, because I will cast out all my judgments of what it means to be a responsible person. And in that idea of responsibility that you alone define for yourself, you trap yourself in a prison of your own design. Your freedom is on the other side of this.
So, if
you know that your freedom is on the other side of this, if you know that the things that you fear happening will be the best thing ever for you, if it's part of your exploration, then you can relax and you can say, all right, universe, take me down that road. I am willing to go, and I will resist you no more. And in the lack of resistance, you will see clearly from the other side that nothing ever mattered, and that what you truly want is coming always, always, always to you. It's just resistance, and the feeling that you have of mild depression is simply your disagreement with your inner self, knowing that everything is working out, that you're on that path, that you're not doing anything wrong, that you're doing everything right. Because if you were doing anything wrong, you would be guided to the proper action for you. You cannot make a mistake, but you can be resistant. And in that resistance, you simply focus on that which you do not prefer, and you bring more and more and more into your feeling reality.
So I've always, like, for past 4 or 5 years, I want to live full time in my RV and travel. I've been wanting to, like, just not have a house anymore and just get rid of all those ties. But then I'm battling myself because I'm trying to hold on to all of this that I have, when what I really want is to cut the umbilical cord of, and we have several rental properties too, like, just cut the umbilical cord and go live in my RV. But I'm stopping myself.
Good, because maybe that's not the path for you. Maybe the entire reason you want to cut the umbilical cord and go in the RV is because it's your perception of what would be a more free life. Mm-hmm. And it's not simply that. It's more than that. It's more than that. You can have it all. You can have it. What you do not want to cut is the umbilical cord. What you want to do is rearrange your perspective, change your entire perception of reality. This is not a hardship. This bill is not hard to make. This rental property is not hard to take care of. These tenants are not fussy. They're easy to deal with. This entire life is so simple to manage. There is no need for me to stress over any of it. If it stays, it stays. If it goes, it goes. I don't have to control that. I am the creator, not by doing and efforting and struggling, but by relaxing and seeing what really matters, what's really important, what's really essential. What's really essential in your life?
Happiness.
What is the basis of happiness?
Not just being able to do what I love to do.
The basis of happiness is understanding your perfection and expressing your acceptance of yourself as worthy. Your acceptance of your body and your health and your entire system of well-being that's within the body, each cell of that body receiving well-being without any resistance whatsoever. The maintenance of your processing of food and oxygen and water. Your relationships to every single person you ever come in contact with, whether it's your children or spouse or friends or colleagues or clerks at a store or landscaper or any of these people, the building of those relationships by the true acceptance of them as they are and by your acceptance of the conditions of how wonderful everything is. How wonderful that you get to live in this house. How wonderful you have the option to take a trip on an RV or to travel the world. How wonderful it is that you can pay your taxes and pay your bills in joy and gratitude and thanks for all that they offer you. How wonderful it is to live this truly free life that most humans in existence have never even glimpsed at or even imagined. How wonderful everything is now. This is what you want. This is what you want. You do not want to change the conditions by getting rid of the house or cutting the umbilical cords or changing your bills or any of that stuff. You just think that, from your perspective, it's daunting to pay all those bills every month. Mm-hmm. And this is true whether you're paying $500 a month or $500,000 a month. You can use that as your perception that this is difficult to do. And it requires work and effort and struggle. And you want to give up the work and effort and struggle. And so you say the way to do that is to cut the ties with all these expenses and to live life simpler and freer. And we say, you can certainly do that, but you're going to have to take you along with you in that camper van and drive around the country. If you could let the camper van drive around the country without you, the people in the camper van would have a lot more fun. Because no matter where you end up, you're going to say, oh, I can't believe it's so much money to fill up this gas tank or to stay in this RV park or to back this thing in or to fix this repair or blah, 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 blah. It'll continue. So you can say, if only I had no expenses, I'd be free. Or you can say, if only I could choose a higher perspective, I'd be free.
Got it. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
I'm just loving this conversation because I appreciate that, Vicki, because I still struggle with it. On the other hand, I also feel that I'm making some progress. And so one of the things that I'd like to bring up that I experienced the other day or last week when I was flying home, I was flying over some beautiful snow-capped mountains. I looked out the window of the airplane and saw these mountains. I was surprised to see them because I had been looking at dryness the last time I looked. And I don't know exactly what happened, but it was beautiful. I felt this sense of being source, of seeing what I had created. And I started to cry. It was kind of a funny cry because part of it was semi-believing it. Some of it was maybe not sure of my total worthiness yet. I'm not too sure what that was, but man, it was awesome. So I just want to throw that into the conversation of our experience.
When you see what you perceive as beautiful, snow-capped mountains, a sunset, a beautiful ocean, a beautiful skyline of a city, you think it's beautiful because you have a belief. The belief that says this is a magnificent creation. And wouldn't the creator of these magnificent creations have this exact same belief? And so where do you get the inherent or the fundamental belief that snow-capped mountains are beautiful? And why is this almost universal? And that wherever someone happens to live, they will say, this area of where I live is gorgeous. This ocean is beautiful. It's a universal belief because universally you are creators of your reality and these are all your creations and you created every single bit of it. But it's just as easy to look at your living room and say, what a magnificent living room, as it is to say a mountain, except for the fact that you perceive you have control over the conditions of the living room. You have control over it, but you don't have control over the mountains. So you accept the mountains as they are. That acceptance is the love. You accept the ocean and the sunrise and the sun and the stars as they are because you have no control over them, and that acceptance is love. And yet you look at your living room and you say, oh, I should have a nicer couch. I should have nicer drapes. I should have a nicer floor. You pick it apart, saying that it should be different than it is, instead of accepting it for the incredibly beautiful living room that it is, right, that you created. And okay, if you want to improve something, well, then you can order up a snowstorm and have it dump some snow on your mountains that you've covered. Or you can buy a throw and place it over your couch and improve that one, or put a plant in the corner of the living room. You see, it's beautiful as it is now, and then you can play with it and play with it and play with it. Yeah. And the emotion or the physical action of crying is this releasing of resistance, mm-hmm, and this accepting of the inherent magnificence of you and your creations.
Mm, beautiful. And the other thing that I want to throw in as well is that in relationships, I don't want to get into big details because of all the blah, 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 but I'm noticing lately that I'm feeling, you know, we have this expression that you're in love with somebody. And I realized this morning that the more the expression is not with somebody, it's just being in love. Like it's a swimming pool and you jumped into it.
And the person would be your excuse to be in love.
Right.
But you could use any person, anything, and especially yourself as your excuse to be in love. This is it's simply you recognizing the perfection in that person in the moment until they do something wrong or bad. In the moment where you are in love with them, it's simply you agreeing with your inner self because your inner self is in love with them. Your inner self is in love with you. Your inner self is in love with those mountains. And your inner self is in love with your living room.
Yeah. And I wondered if it was because I'm maybe feeling more in alignment that this love is present. And so then it seems to just start including other people and things, you know.
The basis of this reality is pure love. Without fear or the resistance caused by fear, you would exist in a state of love all the time. Except for the fact that you're on a journey, and you're on a journey of self-discovery, and you have limiting beliefs. And those limiting beliefs must be triggered so that you can become more and more and more and more in love. As long as you are peeling away the layers of your limiting beliefs and processing those limiting beliefs so that they become less intense and less resistant in your reality, then you'll become naturally more and more and more in love. Naturally more seeking fun. Naturally more seeking feelings of joy and ease. Naturally more abundant and naturally more free.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua.
Hello.
I have a question.
Yes.
So I have often found it difficult in my life to make big life decisions. Sometimes I find it hard to figure out what I want because I can think through every possibility and I can see the positive aspects and the difficult aspects. And there's this one decision that I've been trying to make for about 15 years probably now. And that is the decision of whether or not to have a child, to be a parent. And I keep having these manifestation events called birthdays, where I'm getting older and I feel like the time is nearing that I'm going to have to make this decision. But making the decision to be a parent involves changing a lot of the conditions in my life. My current partner is not interested in having a child, so I would have to end my relationship and figure out how to do this on my own. When I think about having a child, it doesn't feel inspiring. It feels like it would be stressful and difficult. But the thought keeps coming up over and over and over again for 15 years.
Let's make it a little easy for you.
Yeah.
If the child were to come, it would come. And if it's not to come, it would not come.
Well, but there are things that one can do to help the child to
There are things one can do to change conditions. There are things one can do to change conditions, for sure. You can control your conditions. And if you choose to control conditions enough, you will have some sort of relationship that you could say is motherhood. Could be adoption, it could be your own child, it could be whatever it is. But just like trying to change any condition, to think that you're going to feel something you do not feel now, it will never get you what you hope to feel. So what is it that you hope to feel in becoming a mother?
Unconditional love and nurturing.
And you can't feel unconditional love now?
I can at times.
Then you could explore unconditional love without the help of a child.
Yeah.
So we would say, if you wanted to be a mother, practice unconditional love first and then see what happens. Because it's no use wanting unconditional love if you're the one who needs to love unconditionally. You will never, ever actually receive love from the child. It will only be your perception of if you're receiving love from the child. And so you might fall into the trap that many parents do. If the child is being good, I will express my love to the child unconditionally. But if the child is being bad, I will withhold my love from the child, and therefore it is no longer unconditional. Do you see what we're saying here? So the child may teach you about love in general, but so could anyone else. And you might say, well, when I have the child's part of me, therefore I would love it unconditionally, but you don't even love yourself unconditionally, so that doesn't make much sense, does it? Learn to love yourself unconditionally. And if you happen to be the terrain in which a child wants to be born, the child will come. You'll be guided. You will not have to plan a thing. You'll be inspired to find another mate, or your current mate will be inspired with you. It'll all happen. You do not have to effort and struggle any aspect of this reality. It's your efforting and struggling to try and get something you think you want because you're not experiencing it now. that causes you to explore lack and limitation and effort and struggle even more and more. This is true of every desire you have. Is the desire based in your lack of the feeling you want, and therefore you're going to effort and struggle and try and manipulate the conditions in order to get that feeling, which will never, ever, ever happen, because you're just going to have a reflection of this lack of feeling. Instead, we say, cultivate the feeling first. Why not simply accept yourself as perfect? Accept every aspect of you as perfect. Why not accept yourself? Unconditionally love yourself. You do not have to be better than you are for you to love yourself. Why not absolutely, unconditionally accept your mate? He does not have to be different than he is for you to accept him as he is. You can see him as perfect, but trying to get him to change into a version that you think you need so that you can feel love will never work. All you're doing is experiencing the lack of unconditional love. You see, everything you want starts with you cultivating that feeling internally. Play with it. Play with it. Start tomorrow and write a list of every positive aspect about yourself and express gratitude and appreciation for everything wonderful about yourself. And then when something pops up that you do not like, accept that as well. Okay, that's just how I'm being now. Okay, that's just based on a limiting belief. Why not practice a list of everything you absolutely love and appreciate about your mate and say, these are all wonderful things. There are wonderful things. And spend more time on that than on the list of things you wish were different. Because the only reason you think things should be different is because you have a belief that says, if that was different than it is, I would feel something different. If he was just 5% better than he was, then I would get what I think I needed. You are asking him to give you something, and nothing can come from the outside that does not already exist in the inside. Your exact perfect reality is a reflection of how you see yourself. As long as you see yourself as flawed, you will have parts of your reality that mirror back those flaws to you, those things you think you lack, those things you think you need, and you will feel negative emotion. The more you overthink this, the more you try to control your reality, the more out of control your reality will get. The more you accept your reality, the more peace you'll have, the more joy you'll experience, and the more authentic version of you will emerge. This is what you're here to do. You are here to go on a journey of self-discovery, discovering that you are perfect as you are. Instead, you're on this journey of trying to fix flaws, trying to change people, trying to change conditions so that you can control and control and control enough that you think you'll feel secure, loved, free, abundant, all that stuff that you already are. The illusion is you're not perfect. The illusion is you're not free. The illusion is you don't have everything you need. You have it all right now. If you can see past that illusion and start accepting more and resisting less, your life will skyrocket. You will have more joy, more fun, more freedom, more abundance. You will notice that you have everything you need, and then you're going to turn your attention to what you truly want. Not what you think you want. You think you want this unconditional love from outside of yourself. What you truly want is this ability to love and accept yourself from within as you are without needing to change. This is what you want. This is what all of you want. This is what all humans truly want. If you can move along seeing things from a higher perspective, knowing that your source, that you created this life, that this life is just a journey of self-discovery, and that you're perfect as you are today to embark upon this journey. And then whatever you need to embark upon that journey will be given to you. And if you need a child for that journey, that child will come without you even thinking about it. You will be guided by inspiration along this journey, so that on this journey, everything that you need, that you intended prior to your birth, will come along as long as you are not resisting any part of it. But when you're resisting parts of it, you're going off on a detour and you're exploring who you are not. You did not come here to explore who you're not all the time. Now that you are aware of these teachings and aware of a new way to look at reality, you can start exploring who you truly are. And that starts, the first step starts with acceptance. You must accept that where you are is perfect and that you will be guided in every single moment of your life without you having to overthink anything. The only thing you need to think about, and we're serious on this one, is how perfect you are now, how perfect everyone else is, and how perfect the conditions are in this moment. When you start living in that approach to life, everything you truly want will unfold, and it will be a miracle.
So if I accept the conditions as they are now, someone's just going to leave a baby on my doorstep?
Doesn't seem logical, does it? Not to one who's used to efforting and struggling and controlling every aspect of their life. But we promise you, this is the only way to engage the laws of the universe. This is the only way to engage the law of attraction. You, as you exist right now, are not attractive to the unconditional love that you seek. When you change your belief system to understand that you are unconditional love, that that's vibrating from you, not to you, that the unconditional love is coming from source, from your inner self, from your guidance supporters, all the time internally, and the outside reality is simply a reflection of how you feel. The only way to experience what you truly want is to accept. The only way to experience what you do not want is to control. That's your choice. It does not seem logical because you were taught a different system. You were taught an old approach to life that does not work and has never worked for anyone. The only approach to life is the acceptance of yourself as perfect. Absolute acceptance equals unconditional love. You start internally, and then it spreads like wildfire throughout every aspect of your life.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Who's next?
It's about the meditation freedom. There's one part of it that says, I understand that there is no right or wrong until I cast my judgment on it. Could you just elaborate on that,
please? Humans live in duality. Right and wrong. Good and bad. But is it inherently good or bad? Is it inherently good or bad? Is it inherently right or wrong? Is it inherently right and wrong? It is however you perceive it. You judge it, and that judgment is always based on your belief system. If you have a limiting belief that's triggered by some event or some thought, that limiting belief is going to cause you to perceive that the thing is wrong. But the thing is not wrong. The thing is actually perfect as it is. Your belief system causes you to see it as wrong. Without the limiting belief, you would have to see it as right. Neutral is right. Duality causes you to perceive the wrongness separated from the rightness, the imperfection separated from the perfection. Everything is perfect. The moon is the perfect distance from the earth. If it was further away or closer to the earth, this would be a vastly different reality, you see. It's perfect. The sun is the perfect distance from the earth. If it was closer or farther away, this would be a vastly different reality. Everything is perfect. There is no wrong. Now, it's nice that you have a set of beliefs, and the beliefs cause you to sift and sort through life, and possibly you can choose what you prefer, or you can look at positive aspects. But you must fundamentally understand why you think something's wrong. So, what is wrong? What do you judge as wrong? Possibly you judge poverty as wrong. Let's imagine that poverty is wrong. And you say, well, I feel bad when I look at others who are experiencing poverty because I would not want to experience poverty. And so you effort and struggle and you come up with some urge to change the conditions and you can contrive to make laws or tax people or change governments in order to eradicate what you think is poverty. And then what do you have? Well, then you have still poverty by your definition, because you could never get rid of it, because there's always a belief of the inequality between humans. And since this is a platform of various and wide-ranging experiences, there's always going to be different ranges of experiences. Now, from the perspective of the impoverished person, why did they come to experience that? Well, simply stated, this experience is not possible in the non-physical. And in fact, if you can look at your population and the population of history, it is the most popular ride in physical reality. Everyone comes to experience some lack. Lots of people come to experience poverty. Yet poverty cannot be experienced in a relative form without wealth. And so here we are in an environment and a time where many, many, many impoverished people through the internet can see the lavish lifestyles of the uber rich. And also many middle class people who would be considered extremely wealthy by the standards of those impoverished also look at the mega wealthy and say, from my perspective, I'm living in dire situations with all these bills to pay. And the person living in a small village in Africa without any bills to pay, without any worries other than where to get food and water and bathe, would look at your life having all the bills that you have to pay and all the things you have to do just to buy a cup of coffee for $4. They would say, this life is crazy. It makes no sense. It's so fast-paced. They're trying to control and effort everything. They don't have the family that I have, the community that I have. They may have all these things, but they don't have the lifestyle that I have of ease and joy. And so it's always done from your perspective. You perceive something is wrong because you have no personal experience with it. It's an imaginary experience. So if you're using your imagination to perceive something as wrong, well, that's just a limiting way of a limiting perspective. If you can use your imagination to see how everything is right, well, you diminish the intensity of your limiting beliefs. And you personally live a more free, more abundant, more joyous, more love-based life. And in this recognition that there is no wrong, that everything is right, you'll be inspired to do things that will be of benefit to you and benefit to all that is. There's no power in seeing anything as wrong, because in seeing something as wrong, you will dip down into a lower emotional state of being, you will tap into lack-based consciousness, and you'll pull up an urge to change a condition, you'll try to control through effort and struggle, and you'll be wandering around exploring who you're not. This is ineffective, it's the old approach to life, and it will not bring you anything you truly want, which is clarity, joy, love, exhilaration, and all other love-based feelings. Change your perspective of what you think is wrong, and you will see more and more right. And if you see more things as good and right, you will attract more good and right. And if you fight against things you think are bad and wrong, you will attract more conditions that you think are bad and wrong. If you were to wish that things would be different, well, eventually you would say, no longer shall there be people living on $2 a day. And then you'll say, no longer shall there be people living on $5 a day. And then you'll say, no longer shall there be people living on less than $1,000 a day. And pretty soon you'll say, no longer shall there be people. And you'll be here by yourself, living in a white landscape, all by yourself, wishing, wishing, wishing away. And this is why that system doesn't work. The system of acceptance, of not needing to control everything, of faith in the universe and the system working things out to bring you the most beautiful, wonderful, enjoyable life experience for the benefit of all. You see, if humans were living in joy and acceptance, living in pure love and bliss, they would be receiving so much inspiration. And they would be doing so many things because the fear wouldn't stop them. And they would be creating wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things for the benefit of themselves and all that is. And the power of one creator is 1,000 times the power of someone creating out of fear. And if in this amazing, amazing environment that you live in, those relatively fewer examples of creation based in love vastly overwhelm the infinite number of creations made in fear. And this is what has brought humanity from fear to love, and it's what's bringing humanity from fear to love. And more and more and more are moving onto the love side of that spectrum. And things are getting better and better and better. And they're also getting more diverse, because there are those coming in now who wish to have a new and unique experience. And so the diversity is built into this platform of physical reality so that anyone can experience anything. You could experience the greatest lack and limitation or the greatest love and abundance and freedom. It is all up to you, but it starts by you changing your perspective and choosing not to see that that is wrong, but that that is wrong based simply on a limiting belief, and then say, I shall process that limiting belief. I shall prove that limiting belief is false, and I shall dial down the intensity of that limiting belief so that when I'm inspired to do something, the fear that arises out of that limiting belief will be so minute that I'll easily push past it to do what I'm inspired to do. And what I'm inspired to do is bring forth creations of love into this environment from the non-physical through my physical being into physical reality. I will bring forth creations of love. And that could be a conversation, it could be artwork, it could be a child, it could be a relationship, it could be your specific journey of self-discovery.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hello, Joshua.
Yes, Justin.
Yeah, I have a bit of a question about the idea of extraterrestrials. So as we develop, humanity's becoming more conscious of its creation, creatorhood, and the idea that the other civilizations that are a few steps more advanced in this understanding could become more perceived by us, and in some sense become mentors of a sort. Is this idea, I don't know what you feel about that, and is it inevitable, of course, that we are going to be rubbing up against not just an Earth-based idea of humanity, but more of a galactic idea of brotherhood?
In a limited perspective, you will imagine that you are an individual in a sea of billions of people, and that in a more limited perspective, you would see that you were the better of them. And so if you look in history and you see isolated nations who would perceive that that nation and those people were superior to other peoples, you see. This is all based in fear. In love, you are beginning to see that you are equal to all of the humans, and that there is no one lesser or greater than anyone else. And it doesn't matter your creed or religion or race or origin, you are all equal. You have all equal access to non-physical inspiration. And yet you might perceive that you're alone on a planet, and this planet is the only inhabited planet in the universe. And if there were other life forms out there, they would be amoebas or something. That this is the center of the universe. And so man, from a fear-based perspective, has always said, this is the center of the universe. We are the chosen people. And if you could imagine now, as you expand from that fear into love, well then who's coming forward to help humanity move into love? It's you. You're coming forward. Those of you listening to this now are coming forward. Those of you who are listening to this call at some later date are coming forward. You chose to come here to bring the rest of humanity, by your example of alignment, from fear to love, from control to acceptance. As you start to live in love and acceptance, you inspire others to do the same thing. You are light workers. You chose to come and play in this playground and to see what it would be like to explore your authenticity and to become a leader and a light worker, bringing others from wherever they are in the fear love spectrum a little more on the love side. And so would it make sense that when the time was ready, there might be others who help humanity come from fear to love? And possibly that is. We will not say. Maybe it is. But as you can see in history, man has come from the idea of the individuality to the idea of the nation, to the idea of the union of nations, to eventually the idea of a one earth, and then possibly to the idea that there is something or other civilizations out there that could also help them bring them from fear to love. Yet you must also recognize that there has to be a tipping point, because if most of humanity is living in fear, then an alien race coming down would probably cause more fear and more retraction. And so events like the coronavirus are coming to bridge humanity into this movement from away from the old approach to life and the non-essential distractions of Western lives where you have so much control, into this understanding of ease and acceptance. And then there's more channels coming through. There's more of you posting blogs and writing your ideas down and talking about it with your friends. And so a belief system is changing. The belief system of protection, of fear, of individuality, of making sure I get my own, to a community, to an idea that all humanity is together on this rock, and that all of you are here to take care of the planet, take care of each other, and take care of this movement from fear to love. And then when you are ready, you will have signs, and the signs will be more and more obvious, but you have to be ready first. And so, is that your lifetime? Is that your children's lifetime? Is it 1,000 years from now? It doesn't matter, because you are here to live in love, and you are here to be an example. And this is the only thing that matters. You and your perspective of yourself and everyone else and the conditions is the only thing that matters. You have to accept that you are a sovereign being, that you are the creator of all of this. You are a creator of the mountains and the sun and the oceans. You are the creator of your living room. You are the creator of your reality, the creator of your life, the creator of your body, the creator of it all, the creator of your family. You have created it all. How will you live in that? Will you live in love or will you live in fear? That is your choice. And if you choose love, you are braving a new exploration that not many people have braved before. If you choose to give up the distractions of the Western lifestyle, you are braving a trail that very few are willing to do. Because in giving that up, they must be different than they are. They must become more authentic. They must become more vulnerable. They must stop protecting themselves, and they must start living for the greater good of all. The greater good of all starts with your perception of yourself first, as worthy and perfect as you are in this moment, and worthy of anything you desire, and worthy of any exploration that you want to take, and worthy of every and all interests and passions that come along. You must see yourself from the higher perspective. And when you do that, you will open your awareness and your belief system so that ideas that will come forth to help humanity move towards love will come through you. And this will give you great joy and great satisfaction. And that's why you specifically are here, as well as all of you. This has been an amazing conversation. We love the trajectory of this entire call, and we can't wait to see you all again. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you so much. This is awesome.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, you guys.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to find us on Facebook, we have a private group just for Joshua listeners. It's called The Friends of Joshua. So just search that in Facebook and ask to join, and we'll add you. Also, if you'd like to help us spread Joshua's teachings, the very best way you can do that is to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Also, if you can subscribe to the podcast, that would help a lot. We're ranking higher and higher each week as we go forward, and this is really how people find us. So thanks for everything you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.